This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com and be sure to subscribe. This is the last week it's available on our daily podcast subscription.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hey, the way we go. Welcome to show number 3,153. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. Three Ted Smith. Wobbin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
Come on.
Montgomery.
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's meat and potatoes goes a-porkin'. No way Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time of Ted.
Click, clack.
Drink, is he drunk?
All right, here we go. California fishes fight breaks out with people threatening to kill each other. Once again, at a Popeye's. Tantally, where feral hogs destroy cocaine hidden in the forest. In a weekend of party supplies. Georgia police's chief's wife busted with heroin and meth. Overturned ambulance injures four, but all escape death. And a teacher is suspended after X-rated email is projected on the big screen. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category. Oh, a little early, but I appreciate it. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, to date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who squeezed 15 gallons of stupid into a 3-gallon bucket and found a way to answer 19 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant and play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Over Jones and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,153.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeaters. Once again, we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin the category wheel. And from there, you're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. As you stated, Steve, so far, our biggest dummy has been Josh. It took him 20 questions to get one correct. And as we do every time that we play the game known as Big Dummy, we do a little Men's Room poll, which we count on you to vote on if you follow us on Twitter there at Men's Room Live. Now, the last time we played the big game, it was an interesting question of movies and the awkwardness of watching movies with family members.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In this case, we picked your grandparents, assuming that they were still alive. And if they're not, well, you still got to sit there and just act like they were. So the movie choices that you had to pick from, and granted, it's you and your grandparents watching a movie. Would it be Eyes Wide Shut, 50 Shades of Grey, Magic Mike, or The Human Centipede? These are movies you're going to watch with your grandparents. Now again, according to our vote there on Twitter, at Men's Room Live, here's how you sum things up. The one movie, believe it or not, that you would want to have no part in watching with your grandparents
Human
is
Centipede. Gotta be.
Gotta be The Human Centipede, right? No, it's 50 Shades of Grey.
Really?
That's the one. 10% of the vote said that is the movie. The movie they did not want to watch with their grandparents. Yeah. Eyes Wide Shut came in at number 3 at 17%.
All right.
Human Centipede, 29% of the people, and I think they just wanted to see the look on their grandparents. Either that or they had an inheritance.
Right, something.
And maybe they get a heart attack out of this. Who knows? The number one movie that people said, you know what, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. That'd be Magic Mike.
Sure.
43% of the vote. Okay. Today on the poll, a little bit of a different take here.
Damn, people.
As we have some new stories, and these are all fresh off of the presses here. And we start with an off-duty Australian wildlife ranger caught more than he bargained for when he was attacked by a crocodile and lived to tell the tale after. How did he escape, Ted?
I know this.
Poked him in the eye.
He poked him in the eye. That is exactly right. Craig Dickman was fly fishing alone on a beach in Cape York, Queensland on Sunday when an 8-foot crocodile lunged at him. Crocodile grabbed the ranger by his legs and hand and tried to drag him down. Dickman scuffled with the crocodile, then gouged it in the eye, which finally forced the beast to release him from its jaws. I could only imagine it was a life or death experience. He was severely injured with a bite on his hand, ripping open skin to expose tendon and muscle. Ranger was an hour from home and any help, so with two injured legs and a mangled hand, you can't get any more Australian than this, he drove his car home, where a neighbor then helped tend to his injuries. From there, he was airlifted to a hospital in Queensland, and he is in stable condition.
That's what we call the Three Stooges defensive move.
I mean,
poked him in the eye.
He poked him in the eye. But we've had that theory for years.
Well, nothing likes getting poked in the eye.
Sure.
No. Nothing.
Okay. This one is a little more disturbing, and it's unfortunate, as we go to Uganda. And chimpanzees are attacking people in Uganda, part of a disturbing trend going on in the country that has led to crop loss and even death.
What have I been saying for years?
Yep.
Do not trust a chimpanzee.
Well, National Geographic reports this problem has been going on for several years.
I've been saying it!
And they cite an incident, and this is a little tough one to swallow, but here's exactly what happened. And it involves the attack of a child, stealing the baby from the mother. A chimpanzee came into the garden as I was digging. This from the mom, as she said in an interview with National Geographic. She noted her four young children were with her. And as she turned her back for a split second to get water, the chimp took her child by the hand and ran off. The child screamed, which caused the other villagers to pay attention. Yeah. And then they all started to chase him as well. Every single person who heard the screams of this child went running after this chimpanzee. By the time they got there, it was too late. I don't think I'm going to tell you what happened to this child.
You don't want to know.
Right. We don't need to go.
But isn't this what we always say? That's nature, right? They're going to pick on the elderly and the children.
But this thing, yes. But typically, if you're going to eat something, this thing had no intention of eating this kid. Mm-hmm. It just It was sending a message. I'm telling you, man,
and you don't,
they are the scariest animal on this planet.
And there's a reason we're not going to tell you the rest of the story. This is the chimpanzees. They're incredibly intelligent. As you say, Steve, they are the closest thing to man.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that they go about their business is brutal. You recall the case of the woman who had a chimpanzee in Massachusetts?
Connecticut, I believe.
Connecticut, and it attacked one of her friends who came over with a tickle me elbow doll for whatever
reason. That's where she went wrong.
Now, you got to remember that the chimpanzee was, I believe, on some type.
Zoloft?
Yeah, or something like that.
Something like that, right?
Correct. It was on a pharmaceutical.
He's a very American.
Yeah, absolutely. And didn't have ADD or anything because of it. But it completely took this woman's face off.
He ripped it off.
That's a chimpanzee.
That's what a chimpanzee does. If you happen to have one that decides that that's what it's going to do. Okay, we can do this every day, but this is just fresh off the press. So here you go. 23-year-old man was attacked off the coast of Mexico. Officials have reported that the man had a chunk taken out of his forearm. The man was able to swim back to his charter boat in the Pacific near San Carlos and call for help. Name and hometown have not been released. The Mexican Navy had confirmed the attack took place near the Baja California Sur off the northwestern Mexican coast. Navy sent a boat to retrieve the man and took him to a local hospital for treatment. They had a high-speed boat. His injury was considered to be life-threatening. Now, officials
got bitten by a shark.
Have not confirmed the species of the shark involved in the attack. It comes as a second man died in the area where a Scottish tourist is thought to have been brutally eaten by a shark.
Not gently eaten, but brutally eaten. Not those gentle sharks that just nibble at you because it's so cute.
The man's hand was found in the shark's stomach.
That's brutal.
The speculation is now that his friend might have drowned or was already dead by the time he was eaten by a separate shark. However, when they found the hand in the stomach, it was still wearing a wedding ring. Which, you know what I mean, like a lot of guys will go to Vegas, maybe take it off or whatever.
That's what she'll remember most.
Not this guy. Two fit men, both excellent swimmers, died there in a week. So, shark. And your final one, it's a hippopotamus. We don't need to tell you anything about a hippopotamus. Hopefully, you know, like, it's not just hungry hippos, kids. These things, I don't know if there's anything out there.
Didn't they say in Africa, behind the mosquitoes, that the first animals go, I want to say hippo is the number one killer.
I believe so,
Bites people in half, and they're always angry.
And they're incredibly fast. You look at these things, they are fast in the water. They are fast on their feet. They attack at any point in time.
They're like George Foreman. Much faster than you think for something that looks so stupid.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you are going to encounter one of these animals in the wild. There's no guarantee they'll attack. Maybe you'll just have a encounter where you turn around and you run away and you're all right. But here are your options. Crocodile, chimpanzee, shark, and hippo. That is our Men's Room poll, and you can vote now if you follow us on Twitter, at Men's Room Live.
But for me, it's real simple, man. I do not want to run into a chimpanzee. That is off my list. There's no question about it. I don't care if it's Michael Jackson's Bubbles. Look at Bubbles wants to kill you. I say this every time. Anyway, someone says, a comment comes in. Steve, I text in every time you talk about chimps. My wife loves them. She still will not listen to reason. Chimps are the scariest mother effers on our planet.
They really are.
Your wife's insane. I'm just letting you know. You know she's going to die? She can buy the hands of a chimp.
All right, let's do this. Game is a big dummy. 844-999. Ola, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Ola.
Ola. Welcome, Ryan. Big dummy. Here we go. Ryan, are you on team sober or not sober today?
Sober. Still
at work. All right, Ryan. Welcome to the show.
Don't let that be an excuse.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking to us here. Technically, you're not working.
That's a good point. Yeah. I'll still work, but I won't drink.
But if I do real dumb here, I'll be on the phone with you for 15 minutes.
It's on a break.
Okay. Ryan, the poll. You need to counter one in the wild. Will it be a crocodile, chimpanzee, shark, or hippo?
Hippo. Just take me out in one foul swoop.
You've already given up. You have already given up.
It's not actually a bad theory.
No, it is. If you're guaranteed your bit. Look, if a shark bites you, for the most part, well, not including the story that Miles has shared on this where they found a man's hand in his stomach, but typically, when a shark bites you, it discovers you're not the thing it wants to eat. Maybe you bleed out, but if you can get back to shore, most people survive shark attacks, right? Overwhelmingly.
Most
people survive shark attacks. Tells the other, chimpanzee is going to rip your face off.
You'll survive. But you will want to live.
But you will not want to be alive. That's all I'm saying. And what the hell was the other one?
That's my thinking. I don't want to be alive either with crocodile. All these injuries.
Or crocodile.
Thing is, crocodile or a shark's going to drown you.
But if you poke it in the eye.
Right, that's why I'm going crocodile.
You feel like you got a fighting chance.
I could poke him in the eye.
Here's the thing with the crocodile.
Guy, right? The guy did.
All of these things have eyes.
I know. But I'm
yeah,
taking
the chimpanzee is a brutal, slow death.
And it's got arms.
Right. And it's not going to stop.
No.
And if I and look.
And superhuman strength.
If you miss a chimp's eye, it knows you're trying to poke it, and then you made it angry. But a crocodile, right? You start in the water. I feel like I got a fighting chance if I can make it to land.
Or the chimpanzee goes, whoop, 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 whoop.
All right, Ryan, here is your first quote. That's right. Ryan, willing to give himself up to the first animal. What country is the original home of Bacardi rum?
Russia?
I would say that's a good guess if I were nice. That's a horrible guess.
Cuba.
Yeah, Cuba. Cuba.
Oh, that's right.
It's famous for being in Puerto Rico now, but it used to be in Cuba.
That's why I was thinking Puerto Rico. Okay, that explains.
Yeah, Cuban rum is, that's the stuff.
Cuban.
I mean, that's part of the reason such good cigars come from the Dominican, because it used to all be Cuban, but all those dudes left with their seeds and their hand-rolling skills.
Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, no problem.
Are you making that up? You being honest?
No, I'll be dead honest.
Okay. Yeah. See, with you, I never know. It's because your face never changes, right? Ted can be BSing there, and he looks exactly the same as when he's telling you the truth. I don't even know if his name's Ted. All right, here's your question.
It's not.
That is a good point. The guy who founded Adidas was the younger brother of the guy who founded what other shoe company?
Nike?
No, let's see.
That's what I would have guessed. Can.
I'll say Converse.
Nope.
Reebok.
No.
Puma.
Yes.
Puma. It's got to be one of those old school brands.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be an old school brand.
Let's get another alcohol question for you. What do you get when you mix whiskey, sweet vermouth, and Angostura bitters?
I have no idea on that one.
You get a hangover, is what you get.
Whiskey sour?
Manhattan?
Manhattan. Ted the drunk chiming in.
Give me a fancy drink and a cigar.
You know, the cigars is rum.
Cigar.
That sounds fancy. Yeah. What is this, Don Tom?
Is this Italian food?
The Don Tomas.
All right, Ryan. I think you've got this one. What ship was commanded by Jack Sparrow?
It was good talking to you guys. The Black Pearl.
All right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Brian. I didn't know. I was just thinking about the island.
Island Tortuga.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
And they're delicious.
You didn't know the one they taught you in school?
No. Did not know that. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Greg. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon.
Hola.
Greg, you on team sober, team not sober today?
Hungover.
So sober. All right, Greg, welcome to the show. Greg, our men's room poll, you got to encounter one in the wild. Will it be a crocodile, a chimpanzee, a shark, or a hippo?
I'll say a shark.
Shark.
What's your thought on that?
My thought is you probably survive and maybe live to tell about it.
Well, numbers say probably so. And they do also with a chimpanzee. It's just, again, you don't want to live your life.
The guy that tells the shark story, even though there's a little PTSD with it, it's a matter of survival, man. It's unbelievable. Maybe I go back in water. Maybe I don't. The chimp story is always the same. I want to be dead.
I don't have a nose.
Yeah, they're mean.
Yeah, I don't have a face.
Yes, mean is the word. All right, here is your question. I'm not sure that I'm saying the name of this right, but I will give it my best shot. The Vezina Trophy.
Vezina?
Listen.
Spell that.
It could be Vezina. I'm going with Vezina. V-E-Z-I-N-A.
Vezina or Vezina?
I'm not sure.
But Vezina.
You say Vezina, I say Vezina, but the Vezina Trophy is an award given in what sport? It's either Vezina or Vezina. Ted, I think you got it.
How about rugby?
I think it's hockey.
It is hockey.
The best goalkeeper.
It is, in fact. So if you know that, is it Vezina or Vezina?
I don't know.
You got a five-hole joke for this one?
I mean, honestly, I don't know how it's said.
No, but I want that Manhattan made top shelf.
Yes. Look at you.
Oh.
All right, here's your question. What place did Dante describe as having the words, quote, abandon hope, all ye who enter here? It's also a big Shirley's Tramp stamp. I'm not sure it's related.
Mount Everest.
Wow. You're real close. It's hell, right?
Hell, yes. Mount Everest. Welcome to Mount Everest. Abandoned hope.
Camp 4.
All right. I'm not talking about my family. I'm not talking about my family, but the Black Hills are home to what national monument?
Mount Rushmore.
All right.
Well done.
Nice work.
Clear. I'm not speaking of myself.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
The Black Hills.
The Black Hills.
The Black Hills.
Yeah, they're three Hell blocks yeah. down. They moved.
If there's Black not Hill. Another family in here named Hill, we have a problem.
We are the Black Hills. Hello, Johnny. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello?
Hola. Johnny, sober, not sober.
Sober. Been sober for a while.
All right, Johnny, welcome to the program. Okay, Johnny, you're going to have to experience one of these animals in the wild. Our men's room poll, will it be a crocodile, a chimpanzee, a shark, or a hippo?
I'm going to say shark, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm most likely to be in a boat, and any shark I ever encounter is going to be one of the small dogfish here in the Puget Sound.
No. It's a shark that can eat you.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we would all pick the dogfish. I mean, come on.
It's not a crocodile, but it's a caiman in my buddy's bathtub.
Let's rephrase it. Great white shark. Now pick from the four.
I'm still picking shark because I'm going to be in a boat.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'm going to put a chimp in your boat. We'll do that.
Exactly.
You be in a boat and I had a chimp on there. By the way, the Vezina trophy, people are saying you don't pronounce the I in Vezina.
Vezina, that's Vezina. How you say it.
It is Vezina.
Yeah. Oh, that's not nearly
it's
as fun.
It's spelled like Vezina.
That's not nearly as fun.
Okay. All right, here's your question.
They hand that trophy out in Regina.
Yeah. What late disc jockey was the voice of Shaggy from Scooby-Doo and a voice of Robin on Super Friends?
Not a clue.
Mike Hawk, you're looking at me struggling. Casey Kasem.
In the American Top 40.
Yep.
Hi. I'm here to annoy you. We're going to spend the next 3 hours annoying each other. Here's long distance dedication.
All right, your question. Who was the first wrestler inducted to the WWE Hall of Fame?
I know who it should have been.
Randy Savage?
Who are you thinking?
I would say Bruno Sammartino.
It was not Bruno Sammartino. Ted, you've heard of this guy.
Hulk Hogan?
Nope. Andre the Giant.
Oh, oh yeah. All right. Well,
Andre the Giant had very curly hair. All right, what actor hosted the children's show Reading Rainbow?
Oh, LeVar Burton.
Oh, yeah, Johnny. You guys are dummies.
Vezina.
All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999.
People are still telling me. It's Vezina, it's not Vezina. Right, I got Vezina. It. The Vezina.
That's another one. I always tell a story about my high school. We had a summer school test. Right. And for extra credit, you just had to know the capital of Canada.
Okay.
And that was the other one, because the guy was a Canadian hockey coach at our high school. That was the other one. What's the Vezina trophy for?
That's how you knew.
That's all I knew.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Extra credit, man. It helps when you're in summer. I mean, that sounds sad. I needed extra credit to get through summer school.
Hey, summer school's already kind of like extra credit.
You were going to fail summer school?
It was close, Miles. So I talk about the math a lot. Proud I made it out.
Jesus.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't noodle that through until I said it out loud.
Right. Yeah, you almost failed summer school. That's the gimme that they give you because you failed school.
If you'd like to be a contestant and play Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Big Dummy is the game. 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant ready to play?
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Mike, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sorry, you guys caught me off guard.
That's all right. That's all right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fair.
You're the voice of Al Gore. Hi.
Hello. I'm going to roll over now. Mike, are you sober or not sober today?
I'm sober.
All right. Welcome to the show, Mike. Men's Room poll. You're going to have to encounter an animal. Which one will you pick? Crocodile, chimpanzee, shark, or hippopotamus?
Let's go hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
Why are you going hippopotamus?
Well, why not? Everybody else pick shark.
Not everybody, man. I'm taking the crocodile. I'm taking the crocodile.
Hippo. So am I. I think I am, too.
Yeah. The hippo, it's over, man. It's a wrap.
And it's cool because you are actually fighting a dinosaur.
No, that's not cool.
Like, I think it is. You kidding me? You're fighting a dinosaur.
Right, which to me seems remarkably uncool. Like, you watch the Jurassic Park movies? Fun movies, but I never thought, man, I wish I was them. Because there's a T-Rex or there's a raptor. That would be awesome because it seemed to me, and I know they were acting, it seemed to me they were horrified for their life. It just does not seem cool to me.
Goldblum didn't even sweat.
Unless it's Barney, in which case I would beat his ass gladly. Sorry, kids.
I want to say, for the record, too, you're fighting them in their environment.
Well, sure.
First we had a guy that was just going to fight a little tiny shark. Now one guy's like, if he comes to my neighborhood, that'd be weird. Like,
okay.
Come on, people. It's a hypothetical.
Why do you got to make hypothetical difficult? And then beyond that, would you feel more comfortable because you came home and there's a hippo in your living room?
And you don't get a gun.
Right. You have no weapons.
You're encountering one in the wild. You're not ready for that.
Mm-hmm. My neighborhood. Is your neighborhood the wild? Did you tweet that in from a squirrel? Sorry. All right, here is your question. Multiple choice. From what country did the United States buy the Virgin Islands in 1916? Finland, Denmark, or England?
England?
I'll say Denmark.
Denmark.
The Virgin Islands.
Yeah. Oddly enough, people go there on honeymoons. What do you think they do?
Uh-huh. They leave it there.
And what European city would you find the Grand Canal?
France? I have no clue.
Well, France would be an entire country.
I'm going to guess Venice, but
Venice.
Well, I meant Paris.
Well, you would have been wrong either way.
How do you do the underwater voice?
Oh, they are real, real underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. All right, your question. A young Isaac Newton is said to have been hit on the head by what fruit, leading him to come up with the theory of gravity?
An apple.
Okay. Nice job, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Oh, let's talk to Herman. Hello, Herman. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Herman, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right, Herman, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the program. Herman, our Men's Room poll today, you're going to encounter one in the wild. Will it be a crocodile, a chimpanzee, a shark, or a hippo?
Well, I thought about it. I'd like to see a hippo. That's one of my favorite animals.
You understand it's attacking you. And it's coming after you to try to kill you, Herman.
It's hungry. Hungry.
I didn't do it. I think I can just, well, it's not going to be scared of me. I'm big. I'm a big guy.
Okay, all right, fair enough, Herman. I see that. I hope you're with me when we stumble upon a hippo.
Oh, sure. I got you, buddy.
I mean, if you're going to get killed by one of them, might as well be one you want to see.
Okay, to that degree, I agree.
Mm-hmm. See? Herman's in.
All right, Herman. Or I'll call you Hippo Snack. Here's your question.
Oh, geez.
What is Watson, as in Sherlock Holmes, what was Watson's first name?
That's Theodore Watson.
Oh, I'm afraid that is incorrect. Watson's first name was Jamal. No, it was John.
Oh, John Watson.
Jamal Watson.
He's a wide receiver.
And left guard.
Right.
For you, Charlotte Hornets.
All right, your next question, Herman. The Shenandoah Valley is located in which U.S. state?
Shenandoah Valley. Oh, it's a song, isn't it? The Shenandoah Valley.
Yeah, it's called Take Me Home Country Roads.
Is that the song?
Oh, yeah. It references the Shenandoah River, which is in the Shenandoah Valley.
Okay, well, that's probably in the Smoky Mountains then. Tennessee.
Not a bad guess.
Not a bad guess,
man. Not a bad guess at all. Virginia, right?
Virginia.
Yep. Okay. And the reason I know this is because the song Almost Heaven, West Virginia from John Denver references two very important parts.
What's that?
The Shenandoah River.
I do like John Denver. John Denver's a good singer.
He was.
Yeah.
Damn right.
I don't want to be the one
who's
over
my day.
Yeah. Shenandoah River is not in West Virginia.
It's in Virginia.
It's in Virginia.
Right.
But he sings about it in Take Me Home Country Roads. Blue Ridge Mountains.
But is he singing about the state of West Virginia or the part of Virginia that is west?
Correct. That is the question.
He's singing about Virginia.
Western Virginia.
Right.
He's singing about the Blue Ridge Mountains and the Shenandoah River.
So why does every bar in West Virginia play it?
Because
we stole it.
Straight up, they stole it.
We took John Denver.
All right, Herman, your next question. How many brothers did Ryan lose in the movie Saving Private Ryan?
Oh, boy, I never saw that one. That's one of those...
It's very uplifting.
One of those scary movies, right?
No. Heart-wrenching. It is awful. You'll feel sad, but it is not a horror movie. Just so you know. Now, I hate to tell you, Herman, because it'll be a spoiler alert, but Ryan lost three brothers.
Oh.
In Saving Private Ryan.
And because of that, wasn't that the onus for that law?
They had to go find...
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't lose them all.
Hang on the line for us, Herman.
Herman, more with Herman on Team Sober. If you'd like to be a contestant and play Big Dummy, 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.